For sure. But, you know, you take the good with the bad, and you got chocolate.
And you get and
chocolate.
And you got chocolate.
And that's the greatest thing about
there's
chocolate.
There's chocolate involved.
And there's chocolate.
We have chocolate.
So I'll say, before I let you guys talk a little bit, I'll say this was my favorite of the bunch.
Ooh, not a fave?
No, it was my favorite.
Oh, okay.
It was my favorite of the bunch. The torpedo size is just great. I'm not usually a larger, 48 to 52 is my go-to.
Are you talking about girth?
Yeah, why don't we tell them what girth
is? Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch, and back up again, making sure it's going over the widest part.
So the girth of the cigar actually does a lot for the flavor, if you didn't notice.
I'm keen to that information. Yeah, yeah. I've heard this about cigars and girth.
Yes.
So this was my favorite as well, I have to say.
What's up?
Yeah. With the torpedo.
Mike probably hated it.
Yeah, probably. But with the torpedo, I never know how much to take off, like to cut it.
Oh, so like the bris?
So I'm I'm a little conservative. I'm just saying. But I think it goes back to the girth. I didn't quite take enough off because it was a little tight. But as soon as I recut it, man, this was a great cigar.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it all the way through. It had some spice to it. Very medium body. Little leathery notes to it.
Yeah.
Here is the warmth of thickly cushioned contour seats, available even in fine Corinthian leather.
I just wanted to lay down and cuddle with it.
Yeah.
So good.
Mike, what'd you think?
I'll do this quick. It was pretty earthy up front, a little spicy. It was woody, bitter, completely unbalanced.
Did you say woody?
I did not like this.
No? No? I knew it. I knew he wouldn't like it at all.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Sorry, Dr. Hader never.
You just can't please you.
Did not. Worst of the flight.
Yeah. We'll come back with our rating after that.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, on as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back from all those glorious commercials. I hope you enjoyed it and purchased whatever they tell you to purchase. Consume.
Yee-haw!
Consume. Consume. All right, so we're going to come back with our rating on the B2 Viso Jalapa, and we are going to exclude Mike from that rating because he's banned once again. That's a 5 across the board. Give us a box. We will take it all. All right, so up next is myself with the Prospector Toro 6x50 that they sent us. The Prospector is a double Kappa cigar. Both wrappers are Jalapa, but come from different primings of the plant. If you don't know what the primings are, it's the primings. Look it up. I'm just going to leave that a mystery for you. We'll talk about that in Cigar 101.
Does that mean you don't know?
No, I know. Okay. But we're going to go back to Cigar 101 with that. If you want to know what a priming is, go back and listen to it. Thank you for that. Which creates a unique depth in the profile of these cigars. The wrapper is a Jalapa, the binder is Habano, and the filler is Nicaraguan. Let me know what you guys thought about this. Rich, what did you think about this one?
I got to give you a disclaimer on this one.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I had a...
He hated it.
Well, I had a severe problem with this one. It had a very, very tight draw. Took probably about half of it to get through that. So I think I felt like it was, I may have skewed it a little bit, but.
Could it have been humidification?
I don't know. You tell me.
Was it your right hand or your left hand?
Could have been.
Were you inside or outside?
Yeah, I was outside, of course.
What were you watching on TV?
Were there cats involved?
Had it recently rained?
Had you just mowed the grass? I felt like, yeah, I felt a little mustiness to it, slight metallic taste. Once I got through it and it started burning well, it got better. Lot better towards the mm-hmm. the second half. I muscled my way through it, loosened up a little bit, had a little slight pepper. So I think probably I'm going to have to call a do-over on this one personally.
Yeah, you want to
run it
one?
Back.
Yeah, yeah, we'll run it back. Everything's worth a second try.
Absolutely, absolutely.
If you don't like it the first time, try it again. Mm-hmm. At least that's what my ex said.
So the thing that jumped out to me about this cigar is the packaging, number one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of cool packaging, cool branding. And this thing is in a really cool little five-pack. The box is super cool, paint splatter, you know, graffiti kind of vibes, which is really awesome. And then also, too, there is it looks like those two different Jalapa primings. You can actually, one's kind of peeking underneath. Now, I'm not certain if it's like a full leaf and they're just kind of separated enough to where you can see it underneath.
Sure.
Or if it is just that little bit. But I think this was a really cool experience for me because you could literally taste every time you got into, you know, that little bit of the different Jalapa wrapper. Which, you know, it's not like a classic barber pole.
Yeah.
But it I had some reservations walking into it because I don't necessarily enjoy those style cigars on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
So I was a little apprehensive going into this. But it was a kind of middle of the road smoke for me. It definitely has those cool classic Nicaraguan kind of minerally tones to it, but real nice medium body midday smoke. You know, I would revisit it again, but this was one of my lesser favorites for Cavalier.
Really Okay.
Yeah, no, really.
Mike, what'd you think?
Let's see, for the Toro proprietor, right? That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
This was mild up front. It had a hint of mint on it right off the right off the bat, as well as kind of in the middle. It went away, but it was replaced with more wood, cedar, oak. A lot more minty in the middle. Actually approaching menthol.
Yeah, so, a little bit of sweetness there.
I wrote down great burn line, as I have not even touched this up even once.
Nice.
So that was great. Thank you very much. And I was a little worried because the unique element to this wrapper, you know, for sure. But yeah, it was a good, dead solid, you know, average, you know, cigar. Yeah, I enjoyed. I think I enjoyed the unique nature of this particular cigar.
Yeah.
This has both a good storyline as well as I think it was telling the tale of somebody that's saying, I don't want to just make more of the same. I am willing to, you know, look at other parts of the plant to actually utilize.
So I'm looking here online at the Cigar World, and they have a little bit of something to say about primings, just so we can let some folks know here. It says, why does it matter when the tobacco leaf is harvested from what zone it was taken? It's all the same tobacco, right? So the amount of sun and tobacco leaf receives and how long it's left to mature can significantly impact its color, flavor, and combustibility. Leaves taken during the first priming sit close to the ground. As such, they have some shade to cover the leaves from above them. What's more, they're harvested first, so the leaves taken in the first primings are usually lighter, frailer, and produce milder flavor cigars. Yeah, for sure. Then the leaves taken later in priming, since they're harvested early, they retain more of the tobacco leaf's natural sweetness, which is where you would probably get some of that mentholatum kind of flavor from. So that makes a lot of sense. What did you guys think about this? We're going to rate it here.
I have to round up a little bit.
We're going
to
go with threes. right. Well, we are on to the Lancero with the event only Lancero.
So it was actually banded as a undisclosed blend is how it was.
So and I'm going to read here what the website says.
Yeah.
Can I get some crickets?
We don't have crickets, Logan.
Banned once again.
Yeah. So nothing online is mentioned about this. And I even asked Sebastian at the PCA and he was like, we don't tell anyone what this is, but I have a suspicion that it's kind of what they roll for themselves to smoke. But it's also in a Lancero, which is, as you know, my favorite size.
Not a superior size.
It is the best size, period. But what, let me think what you guys size. Think about that. What did you guys think, Rich?
I thought it was felt a little peppery on the light. It yep. smoothed out real quickly. Mine was very loosely rolled, and it smoked pretty fast. The ash was loose, so
could that be that you smoked it?
Yeah,
fast?
Well, you know.
We talked about this earlier.
Got somewhere to be, man. Come on.
No, no. I've smoked cigars for a long time.
Didn't say you didn't.
You know, but
you've smoked them fast for years. I know. It's fine.
I'm just waiting for Barger to break out like a metronome yeah. for you. You know, it's like tick, yep. tick, 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 and puff.
And puff.
And tick, and tick.
There's a cadence. Slow down there.
You know. Hang on a second. I got to. Wait, now I can have yeah. now I can have a draw.
That's right. I did find it. No, I found it was okay. I didn't find it, you know, exquisite or outstanding in any particular way. So
what's interesting is I'm not gonna parrot what you're saying on that, but I think that this cigar, the event only, is just kind of a solid staple, like a run of the mill cigar for them. It doesn't take characteristics of some of their other lines that they have, like their Inner Circles, which we didn't get on this, but what we have put them in the PCA episode. If you want to hear our review and talk about those Inner Circles, go check out our PCA episode because it's in there. And then they also have limited editions. Each year they've been released, they've released a limited edition. And those cigars are fantastic, but this event only is just kind of a run-of-the-mill, this is a cigar, and we give it away. This is a good cigar. It's not a bad cigar. But, you know, it's not one you're just going to run to grab. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to grab a Cavalier, you're probably going to overlook that one and get a white or a black or a Viso Jalapa or something, you know. Even their new Graffiti series, right. is a budget stick. It's like $7.99 shelf, $8.99 shelf. Freaking fantastic cigars. Like amazing cigars.
Also super cool. Like if that's their mindset on the event only, I think there's a lot of brands out there that do the event only is supposed to be this maybe like super exclusive. You can only get it at an event.
Yeah, like a holy right? grail.
Or something like we're working on and we're trying to get some feedback maybe. So yeah. if we're going to be giving out samples, it needs to be, you
give
know.
$100,000 order. We'll give you this one stick.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and for them to it being that handshake smoke.
Yeah.
It's the one that you can hand to anyone.
That's right.
And they can have a decent smoking experience no matter their experience or exposure level to smoking handmade premium cigars.
Right. And that's exactly what I'm getting at. Like that your experience is not off of my experience is yeah. what I'm trying to get at. Mike, what do you think?
Well, my notes actually echo almost the same thing that Rich said. And I'm just going to read
it. Did
we
just
really
become
quick.
Best friends?
Yeah. Do karate in the spicy garage? Up front. It was very well balanced in the middle. I thought it had a much better finish than some of the other sticks really? In the flight. So good, solid stick. I think the one thing I wanted to add was, you know, as we're talking about the cigar, the thing that may be playing through your head is, how can I get one? And so I think you're going to have a friend that is at your local retailer that, you know, for whatever reason, they might have picked up an extra one, or maybe they didn't enjoy the one that was handed to them. And, you know, maybe you'll have an opportunity to, you know, to enjoy it through that. But I don't think there were a lot of these, you know, that were made and handed out, you know, beyond the show itself. So,
well, I think that, so actually, to not to correct what you say, but this is when they have events in local stores.
This is the cigar that they hand out.
Oh, so it's not just a trade show.
No. It's just
all event only.
Yeah, all event only. So what I would say to add on to what you're saying is,
other than the fact that I'm always usually right, I'm wrong.
Yeah, but he's wrong. That's fine. That's wrong. But go to your local shop, guys. Go to your local shop. Talk to your people. When you find out they're having an event, if they're having a Cavalier event, go. Because their reps are extremely knowledgeable and their brand is fantastic. And you can get some really good deals on some really quality cigars. So I would just say go buy some cigars, get a couple of these event onlys, tell us what you think.
And this is just a snapshot in their portfolio. Like
absolutely.
The Domaine Rouge, the limited editions.
Oh, so good.
These things go up another level.
Yeah. Yeah. So their Inner Circle is the Domaine Rouge was the newest one, I believe, from 2024. Mm-hmm. The first one was called the Chateau, I believe.
That sounds accurate.
It's blue. It's got the blue label on it. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. I screw up two-letter words.
The Homage.
The Homage. That's what it is. Yeah, I was way off. I'm sorry about that. But
don't be sorry. Be careful.
Yeah, that's right. Be careful. But honestly, like, go try these cigars. Like, you're not going to hate it.
Yeah, all in all, the Cavaliers are, geez, top of the line. Always be reaching for one.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah, so let me take a little bit here and let's talk about some pairings. What do we do, Mr. Mike, with this half and half tea? What do you got?
Well, I'll
start calling you Mike Half and
I had an Arnold Palmer with this.
Oh my
and,
God, maybe it, guys.
A little bit of Mountain Dew.
I already talked about the OEC Black Lager. Do not miss that. That was a excellent choice. And I can think of some other, straight up, even a Berliner Weiss would probably have done very well. Even a Belgian straight up blonde,
a triple.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you'd want to go down the path of something that was hoppy.
You don't know me.
That's right.
I was trying to think of some. I'm sorry. The other pairings I had with some of these, the Toro proprietor. I remember that I had a line of Highland Scotch. With that, and there was one Highland Scotch that I had that was finished off in sherry, which is very common. Choice. And I actually thought that was working really well because that menthol thing was kind of playing out and I needed something that had some sugars, kind sweetness. Of laden in it. Yep. And the sherry finish really just kind of rounded things out for me. And I thought, that kind of works for me.
So, what's interesting, and like I said, we didn't go over the Inner Circle, but one of my favorite pairings is their Domaine Rouge with the Café con Leche.
Hmm.
So any type of coffee, but the coffee con leche, the Cuban coffee, is just fantastic pairing. Absolutely,
it's tough for me to have something that is overloaded with sugar. I think with a lot of cigars, I'm generally looking for something that, is not going to fight with the cigar.
Yeah.
And sugars can just walk in and just obliterate a room.
They can
on your palate. Yeah,
yeah, but I think that for me, and I guess when we talk about our headspace and talk about what pairs well and what goes, like, that was one of my most favorite experiences with that. So what about you, Benjamin?
So I've been into some cool NA beers recently.
Oh, yeah.
Running a new bar program and constantly athletic. Trying new things. Yeah. Athletic is really good. Brewdog Punk AF.
We had that one on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super tasty. If you're looking for an alcohol alternative, this one scratches an itch.
Nice.
Right. It still tastes like a really well-developed beer.
They do not suck.
No.
Yeah. Rich?
Yeah. So I'm always going to go with the non-alcoholic choices. I've discovered lately there's a pineapple juice that sounds terrible.
Sounds awesome to me.
But it is fantastic. Even though there is some sweetness to it, I found it hasn't. It's like the Simply Pineapple
brand. Nice.
Yeah, and I find it pairs pretty good. Tends to even out some of the smokes.
Well, awesome. Well, we had some great conversation today with Cavalier. We had a really good time with this. Thank you, Cavalier, for supplying us with this cigars to review. And would like to take a second to thank JB's Whiskey House for hosting us.
Thank you, JB's.
Whiskey House. Guys, yeah, you know,
Whiskey House. We have a good time here. It's a good time. And I want to thank our co-host. Thanks, good old boy Benjamin.
Smoke them if you got them.
Thanks, good old boy Mike.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, go back and check out any of our episodes in the past, and I will ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Rich.
I just love being here. Keep on smoking as well.
Yeah? You're over there like, what do I do with my hands?
I know. Oh, it's okay.
I think and, your right hand works better than
that's
your left
right.
hand.
And this is good old boy Barger asking you to keep on smoking whatever it is you're smoking. Just enjoy your life and have a great day. Thank you, guys.
Really?
Well, yeah, for now. I mean, at least.
Rich, do you enjoy your left hand or your right hand better?
I'm ambidextrous, I have to say.
Switch hitter.
It depends on the day.
I'll gain two strokes switching hands.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
How do you become radio's best friend? Good news, you already are. Listeners like you keep us company through the busy days and late nights, sharing songs, moments, and memories. I'm Mike, a host of Noise of Carpet, and during this year's fun drive, we're asking our best friends, that's you, to show their support by making a donation now at cjsffundrive.ca or by texting donate to 778-782-2573. We'll be right back.
up your ears.